This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So you say picture this.
Yeah.
And I listen to it. I don't understand, like, I get that it's something. Like, I get that you're, like, doing something.
I get it. I just want to say, like, I listen. I get it. I was unable to explain it to Hayes. And so I said,
I understand that it's something.
I think I get it. Like, no, I know it's something. I know it's like this thing you guys do. And you guys, I love that.
You guys are sports guys, right? It's kind of like...
am I a sports guy?
Mondo.
Come on, brother. Yes. Boku sports fan.
Gotcha. Here. Okay.
Yeah. Picture this. So... we've been bogged down as a society with always looking at stuff, but we forget that the original Nickelodeon is in our brains.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
So what I need you to do is picture this. Close your eyes.
You mean
and
like
picture
when
Pete
was on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Yeah. See? And that's the problem.
You mean like a Nickelodeon?
What's the problem?
Like,
it would cost
a nickel. You would watch a little reel.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in your brain.
And a nickel is how much the freaking podcast is making. Well, we'll talk about that.
That is for.
How come
later.
I haven't seen my
that's
penny?
That's a larger.
we'll get into all that.
Now, picture is actually a sort of a tribute to the 120-year tradition of the visual medium in America, and that's what we wanted to do. You know, it's Kubrick, it's Hitchcock.
Now you're speaking my language, because as Mondo of a Boku sports fan as I am, film.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Kubrick, it's Hitchcock. Really, I call every time I say the picture this, I'm saying I am doing a Kubecock.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. A Kubecock.
This is a Kubecock.
I'm going Kubecock on this one.
Yeah.
And the studios, honestly, that gave them the opportunity to be like filmmakers. Like, without the studios, they would just be like ugly guys. Sorry,
we love
like,
the studios. No, really, we love the studios. Like,
yeah. Ugly. But, yeah.
Yes.
No, picture this. So picture this, and hey, this will help you. Picture this. It's going handheld. It's verite. Mm-hmm. It's dirty in the frame. We're in here.
This doesn't feel like it to me, though. This doesn't feel like the picture this that you all do.
No, that's because you're picturing it wrong.
You're picturing it wrong. Because if you really was picturing it right, then you would know. You would know what I am constantly getting angles every time I'm saying it.
It's not our fault if you're picturing it like Brett Ratner when you should be picturing
if
it like John Cassavetes.
If you're picturing it on sticks.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm picturing the cameras.
What are you picturing?
Picturing it on sticks.
It's a cube cut.
It's a cube cut. And the cameras are scissoring.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's like locked off. Single frame. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just letting the actors riff for a long time. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of gauze.
Well, then we have to cross shoot. You should say, picture this and cross shoot it, because we want to get all the riffs.
So that's what it is.
Yeah. You have to. For comedy, you have to. Comedy plays in the two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the action and the reaction, please. I really believe that.
Okay.
So I'm able to picture it, and actually helpful for me because as much as I said at the beginning that I did get it, I had no idea what it was.
I get that it's something, and I get the impression that you don't actually even get that it's something.
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Look how energetic Sean is, right? Look
no,
how he's charged
I'm,
up.
I am
clearly
charged
gets it.
Up. Well, yeah. I had the killer lemonade. I had the psycho lemonade from Panera. Kevin brought me one of the unlimited sips, and it's completely changed my perspective and my heart rhythm. Like it's
you came
like,
in
I'm,
here
I've
really,
new...
really morose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I was ready to fucking cash in. You know, I was not charged.
I had the cash
versus charge. That's what that means.
Oh,
you were cash.
You
were cash only.
I was cashed out.
I thought you meant you were ready to check out.
Yeah, both.
Yeah,
I had the killer big kid grilled cheese, which is two big pieces of Texas toast.
Yeah,
cheese, bacon, shards of glass.
And 300 milligrams of caffeine.
And 300 milligrams of caffeine on top of it. Like, the glass is crystallized in the caffeine. Yeah.
Is this a secret menu item, or is this?
No, this is on the menu.
Oh, you just got it's on the menu.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool. I didn't know if you had like
inside info.
No, they'll
be like, do you want a Ritalin boost? And you go, I would like you to crush up a full bottle of prescription Ritalin in there.
I had a suicide chowder in a caffeinated bread bowl,
and that's the suicide chowder. I mean, it sounds bad, but it's just all the chowders.
It's all the different chowders from the chowder fountain.
Yeah. So you get like corn. Yeah, you can get corn chowder. You can get clams, red and white, the
Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The bread has diet pills baked into the bread.
Hydroxycut.
Chowder. Staten Island chowder.
Yeah.
Staten Island chowder.
Staten.
Yeah.
Yeah, Queens chowder, Bronx chowder, Montauk chowder.
Mm-hmm. Vivrin, Stacker 2s. But just all the, you know, everything that you like to have when you're at Panera all put together in this one item. It's really great. And you wash it down with some psychopath lemonade that just fucking explodes your entire insides. It's pretty cool.
I wonder if another sandwich shop is going to go in the downer direction.
Yeah, I've been interested because I haven't heard from Blimpies in a minute. And, and I do think that there is a hole in the marketplace where when I leave Panera and I am fucking shooting off the walls and it is pretty late at night and I do need to go to bed almost immediately, if I could walk into Blimpies and chow down on a fucking two and all sub
and just
or something.
Hit the earth.
It's weird. It's whenever I
one of the most famous Blimpies was a downer.
Yeah. Whenever I eat Blimpies, I fall asleep really, really fast.
Hindenburg?
Yeah.
That was a fucking massive downer, dude.
Oh, the chew manatee?
Wow. Their ad campaign writes itself.
It's just tough because, like, when we brought you guys in, where you're from?
Kansas City.
Ryan's from Kansas City.
Kansas
City.
Which
so, like, yes.
Yeah.
Right?
We're activating the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ohio.
Greg's from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Carl's, is different places that he says is from.
His story does not hold up.
Today, I'm from Puerto Rico.
And it's just, so, like.
Carl was with Mayor Pete and the CIA back in the 90s. It's just a big chunk of missing time for him.
Did he go by Mayor Pete back then?
Yeah, was he Mayor Pete even before
he was mayor?
Yeah.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they call me in the
caffeinated
club.
Bread bowl prices.
Fixing bread bowl prices, yeah.
Mayor Pete the booty judge.
Yeah. I'm at the club, they call me Mayor Pete.
It was from...
Because you're judging booty?
Because I'm the booty judge. That's my dog's joke.
It was from
Bosch. Shout out Bosch.
That's Bosch's joke.
A conversation where Kevin brought us together, and we knew what it was about. Like, we've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
And
still feels fresh.
To me, it does.
Yeah.
But to everyone else, it does. We're out of touch.
No,
we're out of touch.
Yeah.
I know. I understand that. I have no pretense. Like, I have no idea what's...
We've been so removed from the day-to-day goings-on of society for so long.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when you're
with
titans...
studio life.
When you're titans of the podcast industry, it's
Tennessee
hard.
Tennessee Titans. Football.
Mondo.
I just love the stuff.
Yeah, but I imagine it's hard to stay grounded. Like
these, like what's going on out there? I just have no connection to, especially like these men.
That's what
these
we're
men
for.
In other places, like women, I feel they just inherently understand refinement.
There's some connection there where, I don't know what it is. I'm not a guy's guy. I'm not ashamed of that. But women.
The men from over
there's,
there.
There's some the sort
Midwest?
Of communion. Just,
from over there?
From over there.
Overseas?
There's oceans between us, that's for sure. I don't get it. And that's what the Hat Pack was kind of about, right?
Is it was like trying to get in touch
with that energy, right?
Hats, guys like hats.
Very.
No, I'm the only guy here not wearing one.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true.
But
it's crazy.
It was about bringing in some of these guys. Yeah. You know
Get
what
some
I mean?
Of these dudes. You know, because it's you know primarily the show has been for women.
Mm-hmm.
That we've made,
yes.
And yeah. That is great, and it's served us well. And there's just this sort of cool cosmic connection, you know, mm-hmm. that we have with females that we haven't been able to generate with guys don't get the show.
Yeah.
So we said, you know, and we said, Amir said, you have to do something for the boys.
Yeah, throw some red meat
something
into
for
the shark.
Yes.
Vulture did call Hollywood Handbook the lifetime of podcasts.
Yes.
Yeah, the own mm-hmm. network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it was about understanding these guys, understanding the food, the Kansas City, like mm-hmm. the wet
barbecue.
Food.
Yeah, all the wet food.
Yes, okay.
Yes. 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 Wet food.
The kibble.
Yes, the Ohio dry food.
Big chili, right? Isn't there like crazy chili?
Yeah, yeah, in Cincinnati. Yeah.
Mm. I mean, yes.
And in Puerto Rico, we have something called plantanos.
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 Okay. Talk about plantanos.
Yeah.
Plantanos. Is like a banana. You would think it was a really starchy banana.
Huh. Okay.
And it kind of caramelizes itself. All you got to do is fry it up. Uh-huh. Things get real juicy, sticky. Big banana. But don't try to eat it. Don't try to eat it.
Oh,
like, don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
Don't just eat it.
So we're talking about foods.
Plantanos.
We're talking about wet food, the chili, and then plantanos. And the difference there is that you don't eat.
Don't eat that shit. Okay. Don't eat it.
But it is food.
But
can
it is
I back
food.
Up?
Food's ball.
Can I back up? We're here with the foosballs today. Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. We're here with the foosballs today. And this is, I think because of who our listeners are, we can drop them in the middle. You know what I mean? But I think a lot of your fans, and hopefully we'll get more of them.
Yes, we can do that. That's what I'm saying. We can do that.
A lot of them probably need us, and we're happy that you're here, need us to kind of back it up and really hold their hand. So we're here with the Foosballs. They have this show, you know, it's this fantasy football show, and they're sports maniacs, Mondo.
Mo, Puko.
And they go like funny mode, and they do picture this we talked about a little bit, and
we geek out.
They must have other
all over.
There
we
must
geek
be
out
something
over sports.
Else. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, those are all the segments.
That's it.
Picture this in funny mode.
Okay. Well, that's what we did want to talk about too. I think.
Yeah.
Like part of the thing of having you here was like, just because of. Financially, we made some promises about the show to Amir that have not yet been fulfilled, and he has taken Kevin's hedgehog hostage, and he is going to remove a single quill every day until we make your show financially solvent. And so he had some segment ideas, and we have some segment ideas, and just stuff to kind of zhuzh it up.
That's Kevin's hedgehog? I thought it was Kevin's wife's hedgehog. That's why I was always like whipped. A man taking care of a hedgehog, he's allergic.
Taking care of a hedgehog that's not even his.
You got it. You don't have a hypoallergenic hedgehog?
No.
Asked and answered.
And his wife flies in the dander. She gets dander shipped.
It's imported.
In. That's
Wow.
Yeah, there's more powerful stuff. Yeah.
I guess my quick question: when you're saying we're not financially solvent, what's the overhead
for the show?
Yeah.
Well, look, you guys have enjoyed the perks, right?
Yeah.
Occasionally recording in this studio, stuff like that.
Spindrift.
You know? And you notice how there's like new cables added over there, like every time you come in.
No.
And the ceiling is a little bit lower. Every single time, ceiling's a little bit lower.
To make us feel taller.
That ain't cheap.
To make us feel taller.
Yes.
Well, I do feel tall.
Yeah, I don't have like a really great sense of all the sort of investment that they've made here, but what I'm being told is that it's significant for them.
Sometimes there's people you might have noticed, not today, obviously, but sometimes there's people like, working here.
People, sitting down, they're like kind of like at a computer. It's like not clear at all what they do. They like kind of are annoyed that you're here, but it's like, but aren't you only here because we're here?
Yeah.
Amir's boots, of course.
Yeah.
They're all hot.
His boots are hot.
The boots are hot. Every single person is hot.
They're fur lined. Mm-hmm. They're keeping his feet warm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the first I've heard that we're not doing well.
Okay.
Because I've spent my advance money.
If you want time with that,
I've spent my advance money.
I heard was that Kevin called me up crying in the middle of the night and said he's gone. I think they're going to do something bad.
Said who? What?
To the kidnet?
Amir. About Clippy? The hedgehog.
Oh, I normally call up Sean crying in the middle of the night, so I had to specify.
Mm-hmm.
This one was about Clippy.
Mm.
Yeah. Amir take
That's
him.
A hedgehog.
He'd take one, Clippy the hedgehog. Amir take one quill off a day.
Getting clipped.
Usually he just had.
With his
usually clippies. Kevin just calls me because he had a bad dream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have the charged lemonade at night. It caused crazy nightmare.
Well, this sounds like a nightmare.
But we just need to juice up the segments. I don't think it's that difficult. Amir, I guess, recently got married and would like to see that reflected more in the show.
Yes.
Segment where you talk about, guess it'd be called Football Wives.
Yes, some of these.
And it's who you would like to be married to.
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Okay.
Okay.
We do talk about Nicole Brown Simpson a lot on the show.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I mean, that I was going to ask for less, but I guess this is in keeping with what we're asking you.
Yeah,
you're so maybe more. Maybe we go the other way and go more.
Who was the guy?
Ron Goldman.
So if I want this to be a little more like we're the Nicole Brown Simpson show. Like, you know, we're talking about the players' wives, but like really what good like husbands they are. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like being a good husband and like
that. So you want us to talk less about Ron Goldman. Would you like to share that with Fred Goldman?
There must be some living.
What about Yvette Nicole Brown? We talk a lot about her.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, but that feels like it's farther away from sports. Am I crazy? Like
Yvette Nicole Brown was on a show called Community, which was another character named Troy, who in the first season played on the football team on Community. Mm-hmm. You know who else played on the Community football team?
Hmm. You played on the Community football team?
You played on the Community football team.
I wasn't going to say it.
Wow.
But you did.
maybe I did. But I wasn't
Six
going
seasons
to.
Seasons and a football game.
Wow.
That's what so college cool. players get now with all the
this NIL.
No, all this seasons. Stuff.
They're all 34.
They're making more money than they could in the pros, some of them.
Are there any players that have like been in, like just to create a kind of connection to our show, I think would be really useful. Are there any players that have like been in movies, like commercials?
Namdi Asomugha.
Like
Howie Long?
Howie Long.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. O.J. Simpson.
No, not O.J. Come on.
And he was good.
So Nordberg.
He was so funny.
He was real funny.
Who else?
Was Michael Vick in Atlanta or was he just a joke and he was off screen? He wasn't actually in it. Right?
He wasn't actually in it. Tony Gonzalez.
What was he in?
I don't know. He's beautiful, though.
Beautiful man.
The movie follows him.
Yeah.
Wherever he goes, that's the movie.
Well, 80 for Brady. Tom Brady was in Ted 2, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about his
he's been on Family Guy. Rob Gronkowski's been on Family Guy.
Yeah, so that's
summarize
that could
what you
be
can
a segment,
of,
right?
Of his
is like
appearances
Tom Brady and Ted 2.
In Ted 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that'd be every week you would talk about how Tom
every
Brady
week.
Was in Ted 2. Ideally, yes.
Movies with numbers in them with this guy. What's
Ted 2,
what's
80
up?
For Brady.
Yes.
What's
like,
next?
What's the deal?
The number 23.
In the gonna be
the number 23 with Jim Carrey.
Let him go.
No,
it has to have
I
a
have
number.
It. I
yeah.
have
okay,
it.
Okay, what is it? We've got 2 and 4 covered. 3 would make sense. 6 would make
7.
Sense. What's in the box? a safety and two linebackers.
Yeah. What's that, what's in the well? No, but yes, you have, well, yes, but no, but let me go.
Basketball.
What's in the box of deflated football?
Oh, okay, okay.
No.
But what's he doing?
Oh, what's in the box? It's his cell phone. It's a cell phone. Remember, he broke his cell phone so that no one could check, and then it's so the nefarious killer. In this case, Roger Goodell.
I didn't want to.
And he's, you know, open the box, Detective Brady. And he's, you know, and he almost had the haircut.
Yes.
And
yes.
Opens it, and the cell phone, it's got the message, you know, a text message says, please deflate the football.
But it can't just be us doing this. Yeah. You know what I mean? You
they're playing the Ravens, right? They're playing the Ravens?
Yeah. Okay.
Belichick says, John Harbaugh has the upper hand now. is that anything?
That's good.
That's pretty good. Uh-huh. I want to stay in the Ted. What does he do in Ted 2? Like, what's his, like, role?
If I remember correctly, I think he's in, yeah, he's in bed.
They're trying to steal his semen. Is that it?
Yeah, they break into his house. Ted,
that fits with a lot of what we talk about.
Kevin, can we just like pull up, get confirmation that this is because this is going to need to be right. I'm just going to need to double check that we're working with the right people here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
we don't want to expose ourselves.
Gronkowski, I know, has all those commercials where he tries to do stolen valor and pretend that he was in the
really,
military.
Yeah,
he
really
insurance.
Needs people to think that he was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
but I remember Ted too.
Fairly certain, yeah. I think you're right that they break into his house and Brady's asleep in bed, and they are trying to steal his semen.
What's their plan?
To drink it.
To drink it.
Well, I assumed it was because he couldn't get Mila Kunis pregnant.
No, it's to drink
showers.
It. I'm pretty positive. I'm pretty positive it's to drink it.
Oh,
it's Ted too, so it's not Mila.
Is she not in the second
one? She's not in
one?
The second one?
No, it's Amanda Seyfried.
It's Amanda Seyfer. It's Ted 2, so it's not Mila.
Okay, and what's the name of this segment?
Drinking Tom Brady's Cum.
Okay, I don't...
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It's about movie, like football players and movies and stuff.
Yeah. But this segment,
picture this.
Okay.
You got a full
picture this.
But it said with
movie
an emphasis
picture
on
picture colon this. Okay. Picture
like this. This. You know how people will just quote tweet something and just say
and they'll
this.
Just point at it and say this.
Gronkowski versus the troops.
Yeah.
That's interesting, right?
First, yeah.
Like that even could be its own show.
Right.
Just he proves that he's stronger than the troops.
The whole troops. Yeah.
A different thing.
And nothing but the troops.
Yeah.
The troops.
Okay.
You can't handle the troops.
Could be mm-hmm. like a Broken Skull Ranch type of thing.
Yeah. Where
like
I know what that is.
He's uh-huh. like facing down the troops every episode. Mm-hmm. And you and all are described doing kind of a picture it. This
yeah.
with Rob Gronkowski fighting all the troops.
Mm hmm.
Okay.
And it's like,
he gets hurt a lot.
Is it
a ranch?
Like, is it like a football field?
Broken Skull football field?
Well, for Gronkowski.
Because it's football.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I think of it.
Yeah. Right.
And sure. The one time that he was on Top Chef and he does this. They're going to make him some food. And he goes, and he's like, oh, and you're making me some sausage. And I like... a big sausage. And then Padma goes, so do I.
No.
I swear to God, I couldn't make that up. I was fucking screaming. I was losing it. I mean, this is a cooking show.
Did Kevin call you when he
go
saw that?
For my...
It's on like normal TV. Yeah.
Kevin, did you call me during that?
I called you, but I think you put your phone on Do Not Disturb.
Because he was screaming.
Yeah, I was screaming.
You don't want to be disturbed.
That was psycho, dude.
It might be helpful. I think a lot about, like, something that was helpful for me in art was the Geico commercial with the cavemen that began, Brian Arakpo was in it, and then at the beginning of the commercial, the caveman says, you're Brian Arakpo.
Yeah,
and he explains... everything about who Brian Arakpo is. And it's similar to the Travis Kelce one now about insurance or whatever, where the guy's like, Travis Kelce, like you play for, you're tight end for the Chiefs. You're a champion, this. You don't, you just say the names. You know,
I noticed that a lot. It would be helpful
to test out a version where we're saying the name, we're providing context for all the different names, like we're helping people, like.
So, well, yes, that's nice, and let's have some accountability what's going on with the show, because I think sometimes even you guys don't know what each other are talking about.
Yes.
And in the most recent one, there was like, Greg presented a pretty clear premise. So Ryan was going on for, I don't know, 45 minutes about like loving George Pickens.
It was crazy. Like,
George Pickens. I love George Pickens.
Yeah,
and Greg
And you wish that the Chiefs had him, and Greg went, well, if I put him on the Chiefs right now and we did a redraft, when would you pick him? And he went, what? What are you talking about? And then he went, if he got traded to the Chiefs and then you got to redraft for the rest of the season, how high would you pick him? Would he be like a top five receiver for you? And you went, oh, maybe the end of the second round?
I still don't understand what he's asking.
I think it's so clear. So this is the kind of thing where it's like, if we had a segment, you know what I mean? Even if the segment was called Stump Ryan, and you just presented a pretty clear idea of something that could happen.
And you can stop the show. Like, we do it all the time. You can stop the show.
You
and
feel how many times
like,
we've stopped today.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, have we?
And just take a second to, like, really figure out, like, what's going on, what's being asked of you.
Yeah.
Because it felt like Pickens and the Chiefs were things you had brought into the conversation.
Absolutely.
But then when they got presented to you, it was like, away from me.
I guess I didn't understand. Were you talking from a fantasy perspective or like the NFL draft perspective? From a fantasy perspective. Okay,
well, the show, The Foosballs, is about fantasy football.
I think it's kind of football in general.
Nearly as much as I was told when I was brought on board.
Oh, no, Greg.
Well, that's how I sold it to
and
them.
That,
I said, we're not going to talk about any real football stuff. It's going to be all just the league that we play in.
Like, I did a lot of fantasy research this year, and if you'll notice in the first episode, we don't talk about it almost at all.
But we got to, you know.
We had to lay the groundwork.
We had to lay the groundwork.
You
got to put the bricks down.
Yeah.
So, it might, if we were to do that again, which we will.
We are starting over.
The George Pickens conversation.
Yeah.
Whoever like introduces the concept of George Pickens would then want to expand on that a little bit. So like what's another detail that you would offer?
About George Pickens going to the
this again, what the fuck? Right? It's his thing.
What other detail can I offer?
What more can I offer about
George Pickens other than, I mean, I'll offer that he played terribly the other night and that now
played
I'm having seconds.
Well, you're his biggest
plays football.
Fan. Oh, you're his biggest fan.
Yes. I don't think I am
when
anymore.
Is his birthday?
Oh, okay. George Pickens had to be born in 1997.
He's younger than that.
Look at me. Stump Greg.
Is he seeing anyone?
Is he seeing anyone?
Guy.
No, I would imagine
he's talking to someone.
Lone wolf.
Huh? Yeah. he did demand momentarily to be released by the Steelers just the other day, and then he quickly recanted. So that's some good information. And then
what happens when they're released? They just get to go crazy.
Mm-hmm. They get to go fucking nuts.
They're spinning around like the Tasmanian devil, right? I mean,
Well, Odell Beckham last year requested Rumspringa from the Rams.
Odell
Beckham is a wide receiver from LSU who was sexually harassed by Lena Dunham at the Met Gala.
Yes.
And he had one of the greatest catches of all time. Then he had some bad years.
Motivated by that.
Then he had a good year. But then he got hurt in the Super Bowl.
A 6 month long sleepover with Drake at Drake's house.
And Lena Dunham was like, I think he's one of the greatest catches of all time. It's like, can you stop?
Sometimes there's two funny things going on at once in your show, and I don't know where to be, you know? And I wish we had.
Boy, try living it.
Lena Dunham. Yeah.
There's either two or none.
Yeah.
Why it's so hard to get clips and stuff. There's never just one funny thing that happens that's clearly this is what's going on. It's like most of the show is nothing, and then suddenly two funny things happen.
It's dual dialogue.
Yeah.
Are you Googling Lena Dunham?
Hayes
I'm looking up Odell Beckham Jr.'s birthday.
He was
born in 92.
He's that's looking correct. Up the value of Odell Beckham's crypto.
His
contract.
Birthday is tomorrow.
No remember, kidding. Remember.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He is.
Wow.
He is.
That could be a good segment. 5th.
It's his birthday.
Remember, remember?
One of you quits the show at the end of every episode. Big drop.
So Kevin is trying to trim the fat. Or like this is.
Wait, do you mean a really Hollywood handbook or foosball?
What have you
Kevin's
told your story walking?
Call her daddy style controversy. Yes, yes, uh-huh. Like you're yes. splitting off to start other podcasts. There's a winner and a loser. We can get like some press around it. You
yeah.
know?
So one of you could leave at the end of an episode.
One of you could get the fuck out of here.
And start.
One of you could leave now.
Start another football podcast.
Don't even have to wait to the end of the episode. Just go.
Mm-hmm.
And start a competing podcast.
Oh, that's drama. That's good.
So we want to split the audience that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's for our already fledgling podcast. Yeah.
So Kevin has just soaked the charged lemonade, soaked the tampon in the charged lemonade. He's putting it in his butthole. Yeah.
That's probably why this show resonates with women.
Yeah.
I think. Is it Kevin knows what it's like to have a tampon in
His butt?
In his butt, like they all do.
Now, this is this could be interesting to talk about.
Mm.
Beckham also played soccer growing up and considers English player David Beckham his childhood idol. And so that explains why he would be Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham
Jr. That's why he's Beckham Jr.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, interesting. Isn't that interesting? Mm-hmm.
So,
like you take the James Jr. Bond just Jr. if you have the same last name, too, right? Like. Mm-hmm.
His soccer club coaches offered Beckham a chance to try out for a junior national team program, but he did not want to spend the required time overseas. So not interested.
So he didn't do it.
Yes.
He's a Patriot.
So he didn't do that.
Yes.
That makes me like him even more.
So there's a segment. Yeah.
Other juniors. Like, do you think Wendell Carter Jr. was a big Jay-Z fan?
He was a Vince Carter fan.
Oh, it was Vince.
That's why he plays basketball.
Jimmy was a fan of the Magna Carter.
The Magna Carter.
Magna Carter.
Magna Carter, Holy Grail.
This is just me goofing around.
Well, what about the Magma Carter? Is that anything?
I don't know.
What, and it's what? The THA. So it's a Lil Wayne album where he's made of lava, and it's called the Magma Carter.
Hollywood
Handbook. Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code THEBOYS.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day, listeners. Can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions, yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Did you ever find out what happened in Ted 2?
Yeah, what's going on with his cum and everything?
The original scene depicted Brady sleeping in bed as John and Ted, who is looking for a perfect sperm donor so he can have a baby with his new wife, sneak in and try to steal his seed. Quote, two MVPs, guaranteed Hall of Famer. Now let's give him a hand job into this cup. The bear says, Brady quickly wakes up and flings...
The bear? The guy from the Bears in it?
Brady quickly wakes up and flings Ted off his balcony. That was a perfect spiral, John says in awe.
Does that say the original scene?
Reflexively, when he wakes up and he's scared, the first thing you said was the original scene?
So what's the...
There's like an added Deflategate joke, which was, this was filmed before...
When he was exonerated.
He had only won two MVPs at that point?
Didn't deserve either of those.
They put Ted 2 out there pretty fast. The turnaround on that was pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hung up on.
Yeah.
So they're going to... So their plan was to jack him off without waking him up?
Yeah.
To completion?
Yes.
Nocturnal emission is what it's called.
I don't know if that's what it's called on someone's... Yeah, what's the segment that's called Nocturnal Emission?
Nocturnal Emission.
Yeah, let's work backwards from the Nocturnal Emission.
Okay.
Like, so title for a segment.
The late night game, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monday night or Sunday night football.
Yeah, so it's night games only. Mm-hmm. Thursday, Sunday, Monday, night games. So this is just like where we only talk about the night games. And ideally, we find some kind of sensual angle on it, right? Something that can allow some release for the viewer, for the listener.
What if we only talked about the night games? We left out a crucial detail like the final score, and it was called Nocturnal Omissions.
Okay.
So you're not giving the full picture.
We edge them by not giving them, right?
Yeah. They can't finish.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then the clock winds down, and it's going down, and then.
They froze the kicker.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. They called a timeout.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
Would Amir like that?
Does Amir like edging?
He doesn't want to talk to me about that stuff. Like, I ask him all the time. Cause like, yes, we have a female fan base, but like, we're still guys. Mm-hmm. Like, we're guys. And at the end of the day, like, I want to talk to guys about like what they like in the bedroom.
When we're all in the HeadGum locker room, like, can we at least bro down a little bit?
Can we at least figure out, like, what, you know, what really
it's
is
It's a really
our...
uptight locker room.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
We need to trade for a locker room guy. The culture here
is so repressed.
Yes.
Everyone's got their towels on real tight. No one wants to...
Like, I know. Nobody's got their stuff hanging out.
Who's someone we could target at Earwolf who's not talented but a good locker room guy?
Yes.
That's interesting, just to kind of improve the culture. Well, I'm happy to list people at Earwolf who aren't talented. Like, just starting there.
Yeah.
It's just our name and the names of people. Yeah. That don't bring anything to the table.
We could buy low in a trade. But.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we already got the main culprit.
I could go back.
Because Kevin is comfortable in the locker room.
Yeah,
I'm too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's just
Kevin's
always...
like the old guy at the gym who just like,
with the hair dryer.
Uh-huh. Would you like an orange slice?
Kevin, do you know that there are towels?
Yeah.
Are you even aware that there's towels in there?
Clementine.
I get itchy.
Clementine.
Thanks, man.
It's been worse, like Amir won't play.
Slice of cutie, young man.
For so long.
They're so sweet.
It was like, when I marry, I'll play grab ass when I'm married. Like,
yeah, I know.
But it's worse. It's honestly worse now. Like, every time it's like time to start playing grab ass, like, he's like out the door. I'm like, where did he go?
He goes to call. No, because I was out there once. He calls. He's like, is it okay if I play grab ass with the guys? Like,
oh, does he have a phone voice?
Yeah.
Does he have a different phone voice? Yeah.
Completely different
person.
Oh,
wow.
Yes.
No.
Because on the podcast, he's like, oh,
hey, it's me, Amir, out of my way. This is my entire business.
And just like, you know, kicking and punching around. And then it's like the second you hear him on the phone, it's like, may I play grab ass? Sorry, I know I said, please. Can I? You can just feel on the other end. She went, I don't know, can you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
May I play grab ass? Your choice.
Could be a, like, consequences. This could actually be a bomb-ass segment now that I think about it, of, like, not this, but,
you think
like,
it could be dank?
What's the thing like the best part of the big game is the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. We can't say we have to call it the big game on here, right?
Yeah, that's every game like should just be the big game.
The big game.
Yes.
The big game, yes.
And so like what like some of the most like funny fucked up commercials, cuz some of these commercials are actually like so fucked up. Like what like some of those be like, "Oh, this is like the commercial of the week that like is like so like bomb as fuck." Yeah, like funny as fuck. You know what I mean? So like what's some of the commercials right now that you guys are digging on?
I don't think it's like funny as fuck. It's definitely not like super twisted or anything.
Be right on it.
Like, but the
and actually and if it could actually right be what I what yeah. like not the preface being not what I asked for.
I actually don't think it's funny.
Instead,
and I don't
actually, like what I asked for, and then and
okay.
that,
people
like,
don't know the
quickly,
difference.
Fast.
We just tell them it's good.
I got one. Okay, it's definitely funny as fuck. It's not exactly a commercial, but have you guys seen Killing It on Peacock?
Okay, is this going to be the example, or is it going to be a commercial?
They don't have commercials. On
so
Peacock.
You're talking about the show Killing It on Peacock.
You said funny as fuck.
I did say that, but I did also say best part of the big game is the commercials. Killing It on Peacock. I don't even think they have commercials for that.
Okay, Carl, bring it home.
All right, have you guys ever seen Killing It on Peacock? This man, Craig Robinson, first of all, the most relatable guy. This man, Craig Robinson, big ass snake around his neck.
And that's twisted.
There's commercials for Killing It. Can we?
There
talk
are
about
commercials
commercial
for Killing It. Okay. Barely. Okay. Even that would be better than just like even an episode of the show, but that wouldn't be acceptable either. You're just talking about the show broadly.
You're talking
your
about
example.
The show
like,
in such a general way that it's hard for me to in the segment that's about
it has
commercials.
To be commercials that are like playing during the big
just
game.
Dumbass commercials.
Chantix ain't been the same since Ray Liotta died.
Okay.
Okay, that's not really bringing me up in the way that I want. You
and
know,
that was the
a celebrity death and saying commercials that used
smoking,
to be good.
Stop smoking pills. Yeah. It just ain't been the same since Ray Liotta died. Okay. I can't even take the pills no more.
Now you don't smoke. Carl.
They don't.
I don't. But
yeah.
I started
like
taking the pills because of Ray Liotta.
They give you big said. You love the nightmares they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you have to call Sean up in the middle of the night, tell him about the nightmare. What about Marilyn Manson? He's twisted.
Took his rib out. Took his second.
Yeah, so that is not a. That, that's like not Marilyn a Manson fun. Is not a commercial.
Is he funny?
Either.
Yeah.
I whether
he's
or not
funny
he's funny
cameos
like,
and stuff.
I think that's open for debate, but it is definitely not a
good buddies with Andy Dick. So
just probably in no way
bit. Dream Blunt rotation. Andy Dick and Marilyn Manson.
Just, Andy Dick, like, Marilyn Manson, and Ray Liotta.
I could see him a. I could see him appearing in a commercial at some point. I don't know that he has. I could see him being in a like funny ass Geico commercial.
Yeah, I was gonna say Geico's heyday with the Brian Arakpo, you know.
Yes.
What about playing Scrabble in that and he tackles the board? He spells Arakpo on the
I do remember that.
What about this? Marilyn Manson, he's ordering at a Chili's and he says, "Can I get one less rib?"
So that would be
so I can suck my own dick.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's easier than Marilyn Manson ordering at a Chili's. That would be the Geico commercial. And then it would cut to him.
It's not a Chili's commercial. You're right.
Yep. Okay. Or Capital One. I guess Capital One could do that as well. They have a similar thing.
What's in your stomach?
Going.
One less rib.
Yeah.
So I can suck my own dick.
Yeah. Yeah. What's in your stomach?
My, I'm really concerned
my
about
cum.
This.
My because I have one less rib.
I'm not feeling good. Not being able to think of one commercial.
That's discouraging
for sure. The whole George Pickens thing.
Right. Travis that Kelce driving away with the TV.
That's a commercial?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's it for?
It's for a cable TV.
It's for a cable TV.
Cutting
he
the cord.
Steals a TV and drives away with it.
Yeah, oh, he's got a funny one where the best of both worlds. Where he's got the Pfizer commercial where he's like...
Okay, we can't be talking about how it's funny. Like, the idea that the shot working is funny. Like,
hilarious. Okay, like, so this dude, this fucking cog, shill, corporate shill, Pfizer boy, is getting a fucking shot. And his mom comes in and is like, "That's not two things." Because you get your shot, your booster.
Yeah, and your flu.
And your flu shot. Two in one.
I haven't seen this one. I don't really watch football. And mom is like,
oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, don't say that.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
I just got a picture from a mirror of a quill and a text that says, do you know what this is?
Uh-huh.
Do you?
Well, sounds like he does. He said.
Well, he said it's a picture of a quill.
Yeah.
What are you going to say, though? What's the right way to play it?
How should I respond? What do you think?
Tell him that we're in here working it out.
Well, why don't you
make
this.
So much money?
Throw it back on him.
Okay. Yeah.
How should I respond? What do you think? Send that. Send
this,
that to
this could be a segment because I feel like shows where dudes tell each other what to text
how,
with
what
girls.
To text back.
Oh, yes. That's so cool.
Yes,
that's
that
cool.
Could be good.
I got to take a leak, man.
I have a name pitch for that, and I've been pitching this on
a
shows.
Name pitch for the segment about like what to text back.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Or about Sean taking a leak.
It could be for both. Leading from behind.
And didn't you use this for something else recently?
I said it could be a question for a presidential debate.
I guess I was expecting a title that worked for both. And that feels like it worked for neither.
Leading from behind you and I think it works for three.
But we only were talking about two.
Well, foosball segment leading from behind. Who do you think's leading from four? Who do you think's leading from behind on the football field? Who do you think's leading from behind? Nocturnal emission style sexually. Who do you think's leading from behind?
Two.
Text your boys help you send a perfect text to score the big night.
Okay, three.
Who do you think's leading from behind? I have to go potty. I need help.
Okay, four.
Man, that fucking hedgehog is dead.
Was that the first quill pick he sent you?
Yes.
You're okay, real
that
smooth.
Makes sense.
If so you get it back, it's be real smooth.
They've got a couple hundred. Also, it seems rude that he issued this threat and then pulled a quill before we even recorded another episode of our show.
Yeah.
That's not how we didn't even get
that's a war crime. Yeah. That's not like that can't you can't do that.
No.
You got to put just tell him to put that quill back in there.
What if you just said what if you just said put that back in?
Put that back in there. That's a segment for you. Put that back in. So many times, and this is the women will like this. So many times on the football field, the men's penises come out
too often.
So we can talk about we usually don't talk about it
doesn't
but we can
even
add
feel
it.
Like an accident at this point. It happens so much.
It happens so much.
Yeah,
the penises come right out of their pants because they're not wearing their cups, and we can have a segment called put that back in there.
What did he say to that?
He sent a smiley face emoji.
You said how should I respond, and he sent a I just had a stroke. He sent a smiley face emoji?
Yeah.
He said, no, Kevin said, put that back. He didn't type in, how should I respond?
Did you say like a bunch of there? Different responses? Like, how
said,
should I?
Yeah, he said, put that back in.
Yeah. I said, put that back in.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
And just a smiley face emoji response.
All right, so he probably did it.
I think that's Amir's shorthand for like, that's what she said. I think that's what like, when Amir uses a smiley face emoji, it's like, you know what he's going
to
say.
Now
you know
he wants to talk blue, but he won't do it in the locker room.
Well, that's him like.
That's
not,
as blue as it gets, I think.
Yeah, that's as blue as it gets. And that's what she said as well.
Mm.
Okay, so you have to respond to this now.
Yeah.
Maybe try and like reset and be like, no, I don't know what that is.
Can I say knock it off?
Okay. That well, he did knock it off.
He like, knocked off the quill. Like,
he just sent another smiley.
I think you got to leave him on red for a while.
Yeah.
I'll turn read receipts
on. Thirsty, man.
Yeah. It's like me at Panera.
Yeah. Wait, that's what we say. So you won't go blue, then you're getting left on red.
Yeah.
Say that.
Probably leave it as a voice note so it's clear that you mean left on red and not left on read.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kevin has a needle of the supercharged lemonade and he's looking for a vein.
You're going to leave me blue. Siri, you're going to leave me blue.
Nope.
No. So you won't go blue.
Oh, Siri said no.
If you won't go blue, you're getting left on red. Was that it?
Yeah.
If hey, Siri.
Don't say it to Siri. Say it to Amir.
Hey, Amir.
Amiri.
If you won't go blue, I'm leaving you on read.
No.
He sent the he did the
you
question
sent
mark.
It already?
I'm worried. I'm worried about this segment too. Like
this is giving me concerns. A lot of the segments so far that we had planned that felt like slam dunks going into this.
Yes.
What's that?
I'm very discouraged. The
I guess
whole
it's
George
two
Pickens
points,
segment
I guess,
that
safeties.
We had
it felt like safeties.
Okay, but a safety is a bad thing.
Depends on
for one
I
team.
Mean, the slam dunk's a bad thing too for one team. Mm-hmm. You know, depends on who it's
That's
happening
deep.
To.
Everything yeah. is a bad thing for one of the teams.
Yeah,
that's what makes it a competition.
That's
it's
really
a,
deep.
It's truly a zero sum game.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second.
I'm going to. So when I came back from the bathroom, we were talking about penises flopping out of the pants and the
how often that, that. Yeah, how happens that a lot.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
In a segment
huh?
called "Put That Back in There."
Yeah, mm-hmm. put that back in there.
Yeah,
I have an alt pitch for that. Cut for time.
Because they're circumcised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Circumcised.
Yeah.
Every NFL player has to be circumcised.
Has to be.
That's crazy that when you get drafted, you have to yeah. do it. Like,
yeah.
Something about like yeah.
That's why I'll never play.
That's the only reason, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've been after Kevin.
Kevin, come on.
You got it.
Kevin,
get out there, man.
Please
come on,
play on the, play in the NFL, Kevin.
To. Kevin, please.
Yeah, Kevin, just Cousins, try it once.
When Kirk Cousins went down, the mm-hmm. Vikings reps mm-hmm. were in the studio.
Frantic, yeah.
No, they want it. Yeah. They
and
want.
They had a Moyle. And
they want him play quarterback. Yeah.
The Houston Moilers.
Buco, Mondo.
Buco.
Mm-hmm. But do you? I think
we're
Kevin.
Done.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.